This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin.
Mario, Zelda, and Master Chief have finally found common ground in Texas. The Video Game History Museum, a traveling expo of sorts, has taken its operation to the next level with a new home in Frisco. Their mission? To house and display one of the world's largest collections of gaming memorabilia. Joe Santulli is one of the founders of the Video Game History Museum, and he joins me now. Joe Santulli, thanks for being here.
Oh, very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
How big is this collection?
Wow, how big? We've never actually had a place big enough to put it all. Let me put it that way. It's all over the country. We've been a traveling museum for years. There's several storage facilities located in Vegas, Texas, New Jersey, Chicago, and New York. If you had to measure it in terms of pieces, we're just estimating tens of thousands of individual pieces.
Wow. When did you guys start building the stockpile?
The three of us that are running this, my partners John Hardy, Sean Kelly, and I, are long-term collectors. Like, we've been doing this since we were teenagers, and we're pack rats. So it wasn't a museum concept when we started. It was our own personal collections. And 30 years later, here we are, and we finally have a place that we can put everything.
Now, is all of this just going to be for display when the museum is built, or will people be able to actually play and interact with the games?
Yeah, we want the museum to be extremely interactive. It's going to be like, you know, you walk into the arcade section, it's going to be like walking into an 80s arcade. You walk into a section where you're playing games, and it might replicate a bedroom from the 80s where, you know, you have Pac-Man bed sheets and Farrah Fawcett posters hanging up around you. We really want it to be something where you go there and it brings back memories or puts you in the place of somebody that was there when this was all happening.
So, you know, what will the museum look like? Can you walk me through it?
I mean, we have nothing but concepts right now. We haven't started any building, but we anticipate that in the small version, the opening version of this, it's about 10,000 square feet, that you would have a pretty significant amount of it that's sort of glass, one-of-a-kind type items where you can kind of read about it, timeline type things like that. But somewhere located in the middle there, like I said, there'll be an authentic arcade with, you know, original 80s and 90s arcade cabinets. You would have 80s music and disco balls in there. It would be really cool. And then we would have tons of little interactive kiosks, combinations of game consoles and computers and handheld systems, so everybody could basically walk in and say, you know, I want to play such and such a game that I remember when I was a kid. Do you have it? We could say, yes, here it is. Play. Enjoy it.
Dragon's Lair, the fantasy adventure where you become a valiant knight on a quest to rescue the fair princess from the clutches of an evil dragon.
Now, plans originally called for the museum to be housed in California. I'm wondering why the location change.
Well, I mean, our initial thoughts were, let's put the museum as close to the Computer History Museum as we could. And Silicon Valley being pretty much where the video game industry was born, right? We wanted to sort of put it right there where it was first home. But, you know, as we kind of looked around, we decided that it's not always that important that you're right where it was born. We really want to be in a place where we're going to be most appreciated and most seen. And we kind of like that area north of Dallas there where it seems to be the middle of the country. It's very accessible. It's a booming area. And it almost seems to me like this era's Silicon Valley. So we were happy that we were able to find a spot right there. It would just seem like a perfect fit for us.
Are y'all going to hold any special events like, you know, Mario Kart Night or GoldenEye Until You Drop?
Most certainly. I can't stress enough how important that is to us. Like, those old arcades that are gone now were really social centers of their time, and we want to try so hard to bring that back. And we've done little events here and there where we've done things like that. So when we do our traveling museum, we'll occasionally host a Mario Party tournament or Smash Brothers Melee and try to get people together so that they're sitting on the couch playing and not, you know, online. Anything from monthly events where we draw the local community together to specialized events where a particular company might want to celebrate the anniversary of a game of theirs, for example.
What's your first memory of playing a video game?
My cousins, they lived about an hour away from us, so we didn't see them a whole lot, but they had one of the first Pong systems I had ever seen. And it was on a black and white TV, and it was just a real simple Pong back and forth type of game. And I just remember being so mesmerized with that. I mean, I had been a big board game player when I was at that age. I was probably about 12 years old at the time. But of course, my parents wouldn't let me have my own Pong because they saw what happened to my cousin's television set. the fixed images, those lines constantly going back and forth in the same place, had eventually burned an image of Pong into their TV so that no matter, you know, they would watch MASH at night and there was a Pong in the background. So they were like, not until you get your own television set can you have your own game system. But I remember very vividly those afternoons with my cousin playing that Pong system.
Now, aside from maintaining this massive amount of gaming memorabilia, what is it that you're ultimately hoping to do with Museum? You know, what's the next level?
The next step for us is just expanding. We really want this place to be someplace where you can go, you can get your fix of gaming, but at the same time learn about the history, be able to participate in lectures and study groups, and we'd love to have classrooms of people come in where we can show them how a game is designed. We want to be able to have archival facilities and a library, so if you walked in there and said, show me the blueprint of an Intellivision controller, I want to see how one is built and what circuit board makes that up, we should have all of that stuff on file. Or, you know, I want to see the strategy guide for Punisher on the Genesis. You know, we want to be able to pretty much incorporate anything gaming that's been out there, just an all-around archive dedicated to the history.
Joe Santulli is one of the founding members of the Video Game History Museum, opening sometime in May 2015 at the Texas Discovery Center in Frisco. Joe Santulli, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.